Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Sun is down.
5 at 9.
Freezing cold.
That's how 5 we in the morning. Know. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 live at Gulf Coast Chevy. Craig DeServe's place. It is really beautiful. And listen, it's down here in Angleton. It took me about 35 minutes or so to get here. I'm in the middle of the city.
Del,
on this, the most holy day of us selling trucks and SUVs and the Chevy Traverse, you come to me with this.
On this the day.
On this the day of my daughter's wedding, when we've got the Chevy Suburban and the Yukon extended body, you come to me with disrespect my family. You take Ed Oliver's jacket?
This is...
You call KD the B word?
Listen, Fred has written a book, Jesus Just Left Chicago or something.
It's called Jesus Stole My Jacket Off the Sideline.
No, Jesus didn't steal my jacket.
I thought that's what it was called.
That's not it. Jesus called me the B word.
No, that's not what it's called either. That's not it.
Anyway... They got a
Jesus played 10 games for the Rockets?
Oh, you think
no, that's Carmelo.
Try to figure out why Peter denied Jesus 3 times? He got called a bitch 3 times by Jesus.
What? That's not what happened.
That's not what happened.
One of you will deny me. You'll take my jacket and call me the B word.
One of you will deny me, and whoever does it, you're a bitch.
Jesus didn't say that, Del.
Jesus never said
enough
that.
Out of you.
That's not what Jesus says. He wants to do an audio book of this, and he wants me to read the Mafia Guy.
I would do it today. Like, you got the lines already?
Yeah.
Today's the day.
You got the whole script.
Yeah.
So
I would do it today.
Today's a good day.
I don't think your voice will hold up through the Mafia stuff.
No, it won't hold up. Hey, you guys. Jesus just left. What you want me to do?
You're supposed to be drinking water to keep the vocal folds. I've had voice issues.
I've got hot tea.
Yeah, tea helps, but... water.
And at least Andres brought me some cough drops. You? Nothing.
I had breakfast taco.
You just had a breakfast taco. So you didn't watch any of the CEO?
No, I watched a little bit of it.
Is Mike McCarthy done?
Yeah, I think so.
They make the playoffs.
I don't think he and Aaron Rodgers get along great.
No.
So I think he's done.
I thought I was listening to Lewis Riddick on the way here. I thought he made a pretty good point. He says, do you ever see when Green Bay has a big play? It's all Aaron Rodgers making that big play. Aaron Rodgers has to escape on the run. He throws a bullet across his body 40 yards down the field. And you're like, oh, my God, look at that play. There's nothing on schedule. They don't do stuff on schedule. They don't do, you know, it's not the offense. It's Aaron Rodgers all the time. And they've got good enough players where they could be on schedule, yet they're never on schedule. Now, is that Aaron Rodgers who doesn't get them on schedule, or is that the offense?
He's got some of it. I mean, Aaron does some of the same stuff. Now, Aaron works on time more than Ben Roethlisberger, but you know what I thought was crazy? Ben Roethlisberger is the most pressured quarterback in the league, according to Next Gen Stats, which measures closeness to before the throw of other players, is big surprise, Deshaun Watson. The least pressured's Ben Roethlisberger. That's shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ben is...
Well, that offensive line is really good.
It's good, and he's learned to get the ball out quicker, which is rare that players do it. Aaron Rodgers is a play extender. Some of that stuff will go off schedule because of him. There's no question. But he's one of those guys that makes so many monster plays, kind of like Ben. Is that you have to deal with some of that.
Okay.
You know, as long as Deshaun Watson's playing well, like when he wasn't playing well early in the year and was hanging on to it, that's a problem. When you start throwing touchdowns and making plays, you can live with that, can't you?
Yeah. So, Pro Football Focus, and I know you love Pro Football Focus. Mm-hmm. They put out 60 of the best of everything. 60? Let me see if you can get these. Some of them. The best quarterback in the pocket.
Well, what's it based on? Their grades?
Their grade in the pocket.
Oh, God, their grades. I would say...
Well, no, this is not a grade. It's the percentage of passes he completes while he's in the pocket.
Oh, I would say Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is number one. Yeah. Best quarterback outside the pocket.
Rodgers?
Nope. This one will be easy when you...
Russell?
Nope.
Not Brady. He didn't leave the pocket. Ben?
Mahomes.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
Yep. Best tight window passer.
Oh, that is... before this, it was Brees and Brady. But see, they didn't have a ton of tight window throws. I'm going to say you want a ball placement guy... Brees. Yeah.
Best red zone quarterback. This one is tougher.
Gets the cheese on a consistent basis when he gets down there. Scores lots of touchdowns. It's not Mahomes?
It's not Mahomes. It's Russell Wilson.
Okay. I'm kind of interested in what's there.
And he doesn't score a lot of fantasy points.
Well, he's been getting touchdowns for me. I got him and Luck, yeah. He's done okay.
But he's done okay, but he's not one of the top guys.
That's got to be based on something statistically.
Best downfield thrower. And this is pretty easy.
Rodgers.
No. It's Mahomes. He's got guys running wide open.
Oh, yeah.
Best.
Who do you think is, though? Based on who do you think is who's the best downfield
I would say
thrower?
Rodgers, too, but... I would want Rodgers, but Kansas City has Tyreek Hill running free all the time.
Or Kelsey.
Best.
God, that's not fair.
Best out. Who throws the best out?
Cousins?
Nope.
The best out. Deshaun?
Deshaun.
Yeah. Deshaun's pretty good outside the... It gets a little dicier inside the hash. But for whatever reason, outside the hash, outside the numbers, he's really a comfortable passer. I've noticed that when he knows where he's going with the ball, he operates with good timing and really throws a pretty good pass out there.
Yeah, he's a great touch, hit the outside numbers. 40 of his 49 out routes, he's completed for 542 yards and at 11.1 yards per attempt. Best slant?
Brady?
Cam Newton.
So these must be off this year's stats, I guess.
Yeah, it's all this year.
That's
best comeback. This is wild. Baker Mayfield.
Huh.
Best post is Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers?
Yeah.
PR doesn't have enough arm to push that out there. That's interesting.
Best corner route is Jared Goff. Crossing routes, Aaron Rodgers. Best red zone receiver.
Best red, it's a wide receiver, not a tight end, right?
Right.
Red zone wide receiver.
This will make sense.
AB? No. Odell?
Michael Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Touchdown maker, yeah.
Best deep ball receiver.
Reek.
Thielen.
Mm.
Yeah.
Would not have guessed that.
Inunwa is the best screen receiver.
Don't care. If you're a jet receiver and you're the best of something, that stat doesn't matter anymore.
Best slant receiver.
Odell.
Nuke.
Yeah, he's good.
Yep. Robert Woods runs the best in. Devontae Adams runs the best hitch. Let's see what else. Post is Deshaun Jackson. Go is Mike Evans. Corner is Brandon Cooks. Toughest running back to tackle. Who breaks the most tackles?
Lamar Miller.
No, that's not quite the answer I was looking for.
Let me see. Hardest to tackle, Kareem Hunt.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Best pass-catching running back. Easy.
Tariq Cohen.
Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
Best red zone running back.
Kareem.
Melvin Gordon.
Ooh, I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, I would have guessed Gurley.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Right. And then a bunch of offensive linemen and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Let's see if there's any other Texans in here. And do the best. Aaron Donald's in here a lot. Yeah. Bobby Wagner.
Where's JJ?
JJ isn't on this list of best of everybody. Best DB by route in on an in is DJ Swearinger.
What?
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. So no more Texans on any of the list. 713-780-3776, the number. 713-780-3776. I got to talk right now about mybookie.ag. Mybookie,
hey,
thank you.
You getting paid out of your bookie?
Hey, listen, do you want to get paid?
Listen to me.
Do you just want to get paid or not? All you just got to do is go to mybookie.ag. He pays. All right? You don't have to chase him down. There's no breaking knuckles. None of this. All you just got to do is this. You just got to go to mybookie.ag. You win. You get paid at mybookie.ag. That's all I'm saying. And listen, the action is there. You want to run numbers? You want some numbers? You want to play numbers? You can play anything. Actually, you can play just about anything over there. I don't know about it, if they got numbers, but they do have everything else. You could have bet on the elections at mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They match your initial deposit 50%. So if you're looking for a great way to have fun while you're watching the games and make it profitable, okay? Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Don't you open up that window.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here live at Gulf Coast Chevy. What?
It just gets worse and worse.
Dude, I can't barely talk. Gulf Coast Chevy.
Here, I'll take it. Well, Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC. Over 300 vehicles in stock. Go to the website, LanceZCars.com. You can check it out for yourself. Houston Astro going to be showing up here later. I always feel like Craig doesn't really tell us, hey, listen, we got an Astro coming. This is who it's going to be. Wow, he's coming up. Yeah. Listen, don't mention it, but say he's coming. Well, which one can we? Can we mention it? Yeah. But not loud. Like, don't say it loudly. Would you want people to come? Well, nah.
Wait,
but
I could say it.
They can pop in. They can pop in. Like, well, wait, because we can get about 500 people here to get this guy's autograph. No. Just like if they want to drop in a little bit.
Say it softly like this.
Yeah,
I could say it.
Listen, somebody who's won a World Series ring is going to be here.
Yeah,
and his parents drive vehicles from here. And I actually helped him get that deal, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
His parents were looking for something. They were looking at a vehicle that I thought just was – I was like, that's trash. Talk to my man Craig DeSerf. He's going to hook you up.
You see that?
He's going to hook you up. It was good. Certain players played much better at the end of the year and in the playoffs. We were worried about certain players, and certain players played much better in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm much less worried about certain players.
Yes. I don't know. He cost himself a little bit of money, probably a little bit.
Well, with the season he had.
Yeah.
It was a disappointing season, but all of a sudden it started clicking a little bit in the postseason. That was nice to see.
No, that was good to see.
It's nice to see clicking a little bit for the Rockets, by the way. The Rockets win last night.
And it's also nice to see it's clicking for the people who are picking against the limo guy.
Did they win again last week?
2 weeks in a row.
Oh, okay.
They were 4-1 last 2 weeks.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I know. I'm going to take their picks now.
Yeah.
So who wants to play beat the limo guy? I'm going to call Justin because my throat is really shot, and I don't know how much longer it's going to last. I'm going to try to do this at 9. We'll try to do it at 9:15 or whatever. But let's get somebody who can play beat the limo guy. 713-780-3776. Get your picks ready. You get the limo ride for four. Four tickets to a game. Probably going to be a Rockets game, I guess. The dinner at China Garden. If it's a Texans game, then it's going to be at Nick's place. But if it's a Rockets game, so we get four tickets, and they're always good tickets. The limo ride there and back, and dinner for four at China Garden or Nick's place. 713-780-3776, the 15th caller right now. 713-780-3776. Now you got to get your picks ready.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try to get Justin to do it earlier, or try to do it about 9 o'clock, which is only 40 minutes away. You got plenty of time to make your picks, okay? So let's go. 713-780-3776.
Got these direct messages. Are you on the air with Dick Vitale this morning? The other one is, John sounds like a made man. We've already covered that. Mr. Bungle says, I'm fine with protecting against injury for the draft for Ed Oliver. My thing is, if you do it, stay home. Don't stand on the sideline and pretend to be part of the team when you've been cleared to play. That one's a little trickier. I don't know. I'd like to know all the details personally, and I don't know them all. I think you can support your team, and Ed has been supportive. He was up there getting hyping everyone else up on the sideline 2 weeks ago when they played 3 weeks ago when they played USF. He was jumping up on the sideline on kickoffs, and that's what made me go, whoa,
he's jumping up and down.
Oh, yeah. No, that was 3 weeks ago. But Peter says, this pot's been boiling. This ain't about no jacket. That's a straw that broke the camel's back. If he's injured, why is he running around goofing off? The defense is super terrible. Last thing they need is their best player not playing, causing distractions on the sideline. Others,
listen,
he
if
wants
you're
to
that
play.
Coach you
got
want
on
him
coverage.
Around. Major Applewhite said all the right things. I'm not sure that the way that was handled on the sidelines,
yeah,
grabbing the jacket.
Well, trying to, yeah,
yeah.
That I didn't think that was a good look. I didn't think that was a good look.
But he wants him around. Hey, you're a coach. You want your best player to play. I mean, he's going to say all the right things and do all the right. Maybe a lot of coaches would have turned a blind eye to Ed Oliver wearing that jacket on the sideline. I don't know. But it was a rule. I don't want everybody to think that there's one rule for Ed Oliver and one rule for everybody else.
He's got to coach those other guys. When Ed's gone next year, he's still coaching. Of course, maybe Ed's coming back next year.
There's
Ed said before the year, okay, just so y'all know, I'm leaving. Like, that doesn't happen very often either. It doesn't happen where you say, I wish I would have never come to U of H. That's something you don't like to have get out publicly. And the other thing was, just letting y'all know, I'm leaving after this year. I think everyone knew it with Clowney. Ed's like, I let there be no doubt. Like with my bosses, I have to be careful how I deal with underclassmen with NFL draft stuff because the league is very sensitive. They don't want to be viewed as pushing guys out of the, you know, by projecting them to get drafted in a certain place and then not have them get drafted there. So I have to be careful with what I say. But I asked my bosses, I'm like, I mean, Ed's already said he's coming out. Can I take a little more liberties with him? He's already said I'm done.
Yeah,
I should be able
sure
to.
You can.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about when the season this summer.
Yeah.
I had to ask. I'm like, can I do any kind of draft projections, round projection, pick projection for him? I mean, he already said he's coming out. They're like, nope.
Oh wow. They're meanies over there. You can do whatever you want here. Just project him here. Honestly, do you think he goes past 10?
Ed, so Greedy Williams will be a top 10. Wait, never mind, Commissioner. I didn't say that. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Greedy Williams if he comes out because cornerbacks are in high demand and he's got size. Greedy has the makeup of a top 10 pick, probably top 5, Jalen Ramsey type stuff. So then you got Quinnen Williams. I'm interested to see where Cleland Farrell from the DN from Clemson, but Quinnen Williams. Nick Bosa, if he's healthy, Greedy Williams. Quarterbacks have gone inside the top two picks for each of the last 4 years. So I think it's likely that Herbert goes higher than people haven't projected. I've seen him projected in the top 10. He's probably going to go top three. That's just how it works. I mean, Blake Bortles wasn't that good, and he got picked third. That's just how it works. Yeah. So my guess is Justin Herbert is the guy that would go up there. Maybe Will Greer gets – maybe he's the guy. Maybe Drew Locke is a guy. But I feel like only Herbert is the one that really fits that mold. There's no great running backs that are going to, you know, that make you jump out of your seat. Offensive lineman, I don't see it right now. Jonah Williams is a really talented player, but he's got some of the same issues as Ed Oliver. He's going to fall, not as much, but he's going to fall below some of the length and size standards of a top tackle. Like a 33-inch arm tackle who's barely 300 pounds is not typically, they don't typically go inside the top five. It's mostly going to be D-lineman, and this Josh Allen kid from Kentucky is getting kind of hot right now as a pass rusher. No, I think Ed goes inside the top 10.
Cleveland Farrell first or him first? Raekwon Davis first or
see, Raekwon has the size. Raekwon has serious size stuff going on.
What about Williams?
Quinnen's going ahead. Quinnen and my guess is Quinnen and Raekwon and Nick Bosa will go before Ed Oliver's D lineman.
Not Farrell?
Farrell's tough. I mean, Farrell's a long, big defensive end. There's a chance he could, too, because he's a natural pass rusher off the edge. So, yeah, I think Farrell's the type of guy that will go up higher, too. And then
Rashawn Gary?
Yeah. Rashawn Gary's a big guy. Size and physical attributes matter a lot to NFL teams who are drafted inside the top 10.
This list has all – look at
– it's a ton of defensive linemen, man.
Nick Bosa, Ed Oliver, Rashawn Gary, Cleveland Farrell, Draymond Jones, Jeffrey Simmons –
yeah.
Dexter Lawrence. All these D
lines. It's a massive D-line draft. Yeah.
Derrick Brown.
Huh?
Montez Sweat.
Yeah, Montez can rush the passer, too.
Raekwon, they've got low. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Raekwon's got, I mean, you know how it is with Alabama guys. They're so loaded up, and Raekwon hasn't been as productive as Quinnen Williams. But that is a tall, he's like 6'7". 300 pounds with super long arms. Like, that's what it looks like. The guys get drafted top 10 who look like Raekwon. He just – and he's good, and he can play. It's a great year to need defensive linemen. It's not a great year to need running backs. It's not going to be a great year if you need quarterbacks. So every year, every draft year is different. So that could kind of hurt Ed in a way that he's playing against other guys of the same position. Like, you know, and if he were a knockdown, drag out pass rusher, you said, man, this guy's a crazy disruptive pass rusher. That matters, especially a lot for defensive tackle. His production doesn't wow you, so you got to go find tape where you say, we think when he plays a true defensive tackle position, he's going to do this. So you have to project him based on very little tape that have him outside of the nose tackle spot. That's what's hard. He's not going to play like that in the pros, so you got to project him with something that Houston doesn't even really do with them.
Right, right. All right, 71378, Dell, we got a contestant for the Beat the Limo guy?
We do. His name's Casey.
Okay, so Casey would be on standby because we'll let you know. I'm working on Justin. Justin was at the Golden State game last night.
Timberlake?
No, Ellerton.
Oh.
Who's even more popular because he gives out tickets and limo rides here. Be on the lookout here because we could go early because I don't know how much longer this is going to last. So yesterday we were
I'll help you on this one. Texas Matchmakers. It was good to see Yuval again. Same old Yuval. I've spoken for them for years and years. I don't now, but I might as well because I tell people about them all the time. Yeah. I mean, it's great. I didn't realize Raheel got the split-level bed where they can have – that's what I should have gotten because they will actually – they make them right there. They're Texas Mattress Makers. And by that name, you might surmise that they make mattresses. You'd be right.
Yeah, they make them right there.
And so if you need something a little more firm because you're bigger and heavier and your wife has a different body type and she wants something that's
you
more
hope.
Plush, they can – hey, It's your whatever. Love is blind. It's, you know, love is love.
Yes.
And so then, you know, you can have mattresses made that way. But a lot of times they'll find you the mattress that makes sense for both of you. It's just a matter of making sure that you get the spine alignment. The whole thing is about they how about how much they educate you in that you're in there?
Well, how about this?
You learn about actually getting sleep.
How about this? The adjustable bed for $499 right now in the Black Friday sale. And the Black Friday sale is going on from now until the end of the month. And it's 30% off on everything. And this $499 adjustable queen-size bed is the lowest price you'll find in the city, guaranteed. So if you're looking for that adjustable bed or any bed, doesn't matter. You're getting the best price, best sleep at the best price. 4619 Navigation, corner of Lockwood, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. You're looking for and go to TexasMattressMakers.com and find out for yourself. TexasMattressMakers.com. I can't escape
this. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance Zierlein, John Granato here at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. You guys can come out if you'd like to. Come say hello. We've got a... an Astro who's going to be showing up here a little bit later. Of course, they got great deals on trucks. They got great Black Friday specials as well. If you want to go to the website, lancezcars.com, just make it easy to remember. It'll route you to the Gulf Coast website. But they'll tell you about all the great Black Friday specials they have going on. Yesterday, to recap, the Houston Rockets were winners and really easy winners against the Golden State Warriors, blew the doors off in the second half. And the Warriors, for the first time since 2013, did not get a three-point make from a starter in the lineup. So that includes – now, it did not include Steph Curry, but it did include Klay Thompson, and it did include Draymond – Draymond Green, yes, but it also included Kevin Durant. So you would have think they – you know, you'd think they'd have 1-3, but they didn't get a three. They shot awful. The Rockets really defended well, and James got off to a poor start shooting, but – you know, he came around, started to get into the paint and get some makes that way. Then had a big three before the end of the half to get the momentum kind of wired up in the Rockets' favor. And the defense has been much, much better of late. There's no getting around it. Carmelo, they officially broke ties with Carmelo Anthony. Daryl Morey came out and issued a statement that they had a perceived role for Carmelo Anthony. That role never really materialized, meaning he didn't really fit that role, and they decided to break ways with him after 10 games. It was a mutual parting. He did not want to sit on a bench and be the third man off the bench, and the Rockets really weren't getting anything from Carmelo Anthony like they had expected and hoped. He was not the reason for their slow starts. He was one of the guys who played into it, but there were a lot of other guys too. But he just wasn't a great fit here, wasn't a great fit in this offense. And frankly, Carmelo's best days are behind him. The numbers have said that for a couple of years, and I'm glad that Daryl and the team moved on. It's time to focus on some younger players and time to start looking at the trade deadline as well, I would assume.
I mean, I don't know if it's coincidental or they're just playing better basketball.
Yeah.
But they're a much better team since he's gone.
Well, 3-1 since he's been gone, yeah.
And everything about it is better.
Yeah, you know, it helps that James and Chris are rounding into form. But, yeah, the optics are Carmelo's gone and the Rockets are playing well. That will be the easy narrative. But if you've watched, you know it's really more than that.
So I got a question for you. So we were talking about this a little bit earlier. The optics of what we saw with Ed Oliver on the sidelines, I think a general manager might go, you know, I know he's emotional, but – you know, you can't have that crap, him going off like that on a coach as you're walking off the sideline, you know, being out of control. Le'Veon Bell, his whole team is clowning him. His whole team is happy he's gone. Manny Machado. The Yankees are like, wait a minute. We got to look into this thing. Really, he doesn't want to hustle? and you want me to pay you $30 million a year and you don't want to hustle? I think guys today are really hurting themselves with the way that they're acting. I mean, and if I'm, let's say, you know, hypothetically, Golden State tells Kevin Durant, you know, it's you, is it you or Draymond? Because we're going to choose you. When you see Draymond sitting there calling Kevin Durant a B over, we don't want you here. We won championships without you.
What does
leave.
A B mean?
Biznotch. He kept calling him a biznotch over and over and over.
I just want to make you say it.
He kept calling him that over and over. That's when you know there's a level of disrespect. When you call somebody, you're a B, you're a B. No, you're a B. Over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's not. So that goes beyond issues on the. He doesn't respect them. He, you know, and in his heart, Jose sent a tweet that there could be some validity to this. In his heart, Draymond, you got to remember these guys all know each other. On the court, off the court, Kevin does this, you know, kind of fake tough guy no one really buys into. Kevin's a great player. He's a finesse player, but he's a great player. In his heart, that's a Golden State Warrior team that had already won a title.
We won without you.
Do you think Draymond ever thinks, you came over here, because Kevin actually said, well, I needed to go there so I could win a title so I could be considered great. Like, do you think Draymond, that rubs him the wrong way, like, you came over here to ride on our coattails, what we built, what we had to sweat and create, so you could get a ring to validate your. Like, I bet you in some ways that kind of irritates him a little bit.
Well, like we said before, like Rick Fox went to the Lakers, Bill Walton went to the Celtics, Bob McAdoo went to the Lakers. It's happened before. Karl Malone tried to go chase one. No.
But LeBron did. LeBron, right. But LeBron. He super teamed it with two other guys. He started this whole thing.
Well, guys been doing this stuff. Well, super teaming, yeah. No.
Not in their in their prime.
No. The Celtics started this. Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett.
Those guys were also, though, over the age of 30. I think every one of those guys was over the age of 30 when it started.
But they were still great players.
They were still good. LeBron is in his prime, like 26. Dwayne Wade was in his 20s. Chris Bosh was in his 20s.
But
like,
they started, you have to have three guys to get this done. Well, you could argue the Bulls with Rodman.
Rodman came on that team, but they had been built on
Horace
with,
Grant. I mean,
they had it was Pippen, Jordan.
But
that was a
twosome,
right?
Twosome.
And then the Rockets.
But anyway, yeah, I would imagine. But don't you think guys are really? If I'm a general manager, I'm looking at these guys that are opening their mouth and really hurting themselves. And whether I don't even know that I want him in the locker. Le'Veon Bell.
It's unbelievable.
He thinks he's going to get all of this money. He's going to get Todd Gurley money. When the optics of this, James Conner is just as good as he was.
It really does.
And his teammates were emptying his locker and had a garage sale on his stuff.
I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like that. Like, he must really not be liked in that locker
room. So am I going to sign him to a big deal when he's a not-liked guy?
Well, let me just tell you this. Me and my buddy Dusty, who was listening to the show, who's in marketing, he goes, dude, I will clown the Texans so hard if they sign him to create. Because I said, I'd consider adding him if I were the Houston Texans.
Hell yeah.
Now, here's why. It's just, I don't typically like to just pay top dollar for running backs. I am fundamentally against that when you're trying to build a team. This is a unique situation in that you have a lot of cap space if you're the Houston Texans. You have J.J. Watt with a limited window. Clowney could be a limited window guy depending on how you handle his contract situation. I look at this as because you have those things in play, because you can get Le'Veon Bell for what essentially would be a 3, maybe a 4-year deal. Yeah, I'm not saying – look, I know he's got tread off the tires, but I think Le'Veon Bell could be really, really good for 2 to 3 years minimum. Minimum, he would help your quarterback a tremendous amount. Yeah. He would help your offense to become very, very difficult to guard and stop. And I just think that you could still – even if you sign him, you could still go out and – you know, and this is if he's a free agent and walks. You could still go out and draft. It doesn't change the way you draft. You still draft – offensive lineman. There's not going to be good free agent offensive linemen. Rarely are there good tackles in free agency. Nate Solder, the Giants way overpaid, and it's making no difference. It is a no different signing. cornerback, it's harder to find good corners in free agency too. So I wouldn't mind adding a cornerback in free agency. But Le'Veon is a rare situation where I would consider him if you like the guy and you think he's good in your locker room, if you're okay with that. The talent is undeniable. Once again, typically I'm not for paying outrageous amounts because I do think you can find running backs. But if you already have a lot of pieces in place and you have a quarterback who needs help and you have money, what's the problem? It's just allocation of funds. I don't think it's going to change anything. By the time you're done with him, Deshaun's coming up and you'll have to pay Deshaun and whatever.
Right.
You deal with it then.
No. I think it'll be a great signing. Okay, so we got to talk to Mark Klein, Klein Schulers. He is, we're all gearing up for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Once we start to head towards Thanksgiving, when you go to his website and you see, it is unbelievable what he's got. All of the different jewelry that he's got. Go to his website, and you'll see. Well, it says 832-316-1388. That's the number that you call, all right, to get to clients. Then you see all of the jewelry, and it is unbelievable, the jewelry that you have. He's on the line. Mark, I'm looking through here. I'm seeing the titanium baseball ring, the Astros cufflinks and tie tech, diamond tennis bracelets, round diamond eternity bands, on and on, and Rolexes, on and on and on.
Well, you know, anything in jewelry we make right there in the store. So whether it's if you need jewelry repair done, you need to sell something, you have old gold that needs to be made into a new ring. Whatever it is in jewelry, we do it right there in the store, whether it's diamond pendants, earrings, bracelets. You know, we made those black bead necklaces that you see on TV. Anything in jewelry, we can do it. We've been doing it since 1969. John, you know I've done it since 1990. With you, I mean, we started together doing advertising with all your listeners since 1994. So anything in jewelry, we do it right. We do it better than anywhere. If you need a quote on a diamond over the phone, we quote you. It's going to be the best price in the city of Houston. So if you need jewelry, come to Klein's Jewelry. You can give us a call at 832-316-1388. That's 832-316-1388. It'll be the best deal in the city of Houston. Give us a chance. Give us a call. It's going to be great for you.
That's it. Every single time. 5868 West Armour. You give him a call, 832-316-1388. He's going to set it up. You pick it up at the Christmas party on December 21st, all at KleinsJewelry.com.
ESPN 97.5.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, live at Gulf Coast Chevy down here in Angleton. Craig the Surf just sitting around waiting for you to come in and pick up that brand new Chevy. He's got 0% financing for 72 months.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
He'll probably do 84 months out of his own pocket if you're a little shaky with the payments. Yeah. He'll say, you know what, let's stretch this out.
You're okay with shaky payments?
Let's make it a 7-year run.
What
do you say?
I'm not okay with shaky payments.
Yeah.
Never have been.
Pay on time. Pay on time. I pay you on time. You pay me on time.
Look at Ed Oliver going up and catching balls.
Yeah, he was skying yesterday.
Look at it. I mean,
people get all fired up who don't even like have a stake in this.
Right.
Like people who aren't Cougars, and everyone's got these strong opinions about it.
He is a little stiff-legged when he's running.
So that's what I thought. I thought he looked a little and maybe that's how he runs. Have you ever seen his go type in, just Google Ed Oliver Footwork King.
Yeah, see how he's – you see that?
Yeah.
Go follow. You follow Lamont. He's got it up there.
No, yeah, I watch it. It's on the video.
Yeah,
I sent you.
Yeah, you were watching Van Pelt.
Yeah, it's on the video I sent you.
What were you doing up watching Van Pelt?
No, I saw it this morning. Oh, I just Googled it. I wanted to see what Major said after the – here, as a matter of fact, let's hear. Here's Major Applewhite, the head coach of the Houston Cougars, had the little dust-up on the sideline. Ed Oliver kind of went after him. It was what it was.
He went after him.
He went after him. There was a rule. If you're not playing, those jackets are for the players when it's colder. Ed decided he was going to wear one. Major told him to take it off. Grabbed the jacket at one point and like did a little pull or whatever. Not a major deal, but enough that kind of ticked people off and offended people. And then it wasn't a great look. I didn't think for Major. I think Major could have had somebody else be the fall guy and try to do whatever. I don't know how off. He said he had gone and asked him to take it off earlier. But here's Major Applewhite talking about the situation with Ed Oliver after the game.
We just have a rule on the sideline that guys that are participating in the games, and specifically starters, you know, that they have jackets so they can stay cool. And I went and talked to him at first, and I think he was upset that I took it from him, and I wanted to go back and explain to him that, you know, I've asked other people tonight to take it off. And I just want you to understand that I'm not singling you out. I'm not trying to pick you out. I've asked other guys on the sideline to take it off. I'm trying to be fair. You know, I'm just going to visit with him about it. I love him. I want him to be a part of our team. I want him to be with our team. It's really nothing more than that. You'd be amazed how many emotional things you deal with all the time with players. So, you know, this is just one that you see. But we deal with things like this all the time as coaches. That's part of our job.
Yeah, I mean, bad. I think a bad look for both guys, if you want to know the truth. It's a freaking jacket. I get it. But Major, when you look at the highlights, ESPN had it on. Was it Laura Rutledge that was on the sideline? I don't know. But I think it was Laura Rutledge. And she interviewed.
It was Laura Rutledge.
Laura
Rutledge. It was your girl.
And she was talking about it. She's not my girl. She is a girl, and she's on ESPN. That's all. So she's talking about it, and she showed the video of him, and he actually grabs the collar of the jacket and pulls it a couple of times.
Yeah.
That's a little disrespect, a little bit.
Well, it's just not like you just don't see that very often. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but you don't see it very often, and it looks like it exacerbates the situation. And I think if those two parties had it to do all over again, they would both do it much differently. I think Major would handle it differently, and in terms of how I think his rule is his rule, and he wouldn't have changed that. But you know how he responded, I think he would have had somebody else do all that stuff, and then Ed probably wouldn't have blown up on a sideline like that. Might have had words, but probably not all the histrionics that we saw as he was headed off the sideline.
Yeah.
And who knows what happened he didn't come out for the second half. So I don't expect to see him. My guess is he won't be on the sideline for the next game. I think he's done at U of H completely. But we'll see. Hopefully. I'd like to see him out there with his teammates to finish, and I'd like to – Major tried to squash it right there, which is, you know, good for Major. I think Major's going to have a lot of positive stuff to tell NFL scouts. I've heard nothing but positives about Ed Oliver from Major Applewhite when I've talked to him. So I don't think you're going to hear Houston. I mean, this is going to be just considered a little bit of a dust-up. But it will, like anything, you'll have if you guys want to be naive, that's what, y'all can be naive or get all upset or whatever. But the realistically, what happens here is people are going to go in is, you know, how much of a diva is this guy? And even if they say, oh, he's a big diva, that's not really going to kill anything because that's what you deal with a lot of high-end players. They're going to say, is he coachable? Is he easy to deal with? Will he play through pain? What's really going to come up is he going to be willing to play through pain? Is he going to be willing to compete if he's coached hard by guys? Those are questions that will be asked, and then they'll be answered in some way, shape, or form. But the draft process is nothing more than a fact-finding mission. These scouts, everyone wants to be a scout. You know what scouts are? Everyone has this idea that this is this evaluating this some kind of magical evaluation, and I found this, and I found a guy with hands. A lot of scouts are nothing more than private investigators. Their primary job, the director of scouting and the GM and sometimes position coach would do most of the heavy lifting when it comes to making a decision. You can throw your little opinion in there in your scouting report. You know what they really want to know? Who does Ed Oliver – and I'm going to use that as my example here. Who does Ed Oliver run with? Does Ed show up to meetings on time? Does Ed go to his classes? What kind of – is he a smart kid? Does he process information quickly? Is he able to handle a lot more with the game plan? Does he play hurt? How is he with his teammates? Is he a leader? Is he a vocal leader? What does he do in the weight room? Does he miss weight room sessions? Does he lift? How strong is he? That's your job as a scout to find out who Ed Oliver is and to do all the background work on who he is. And then the evaluation, the tape is a tape, and they'll figure that stuff out. But scouts have to go find out everything they can about the personality in the kid. It's a game of literally gathering as much intel as you can. And because you're not really going to get at the combine. These guys are so trained at how to answer questions. Senior Bowl combine, it's hard to get. And you have 5-10 minutes with him, and then he goes to the next. It's like speed dating. So it's up to the area scouts, the regional scouts, I should say, who go in every few weeks, and they talk to Major. They talk to
Gianofrio. They'll do their due diligence.
Yeah, they do their due diligence. So whatever that is what it is. But it may cause a GM right now to say, hey, I saw the Oliver thing. What's going on here with this injury? Is he just not – will he play through pain? What are other injuries he's had in other years? Did he play through it? It just causes more questions. That's how it works.
Absolutely. I want you to talk about the men's T clinic. Raheel's going to come in. I'm going to leave, and you guys are going to take over the show because everybody, hey, you sound like crap.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
Got to go collect your payments today.
Yeah. But at least you got to make sure people are on time. You got paydays. I mean, it's the 16th today, right?
Yeah. Allegedly, he's sick, but really is people didn't pay when they're supposed to yesterday. He's got to go collect.
Yeah, I mean.
Hey,
Mr. John, we're a small family.
Mr. John, I'll have it next Friday. Is next Friday John, November 16th? Is next Friday November 16th?
You told me that last Friday.
Yeah.
Mr. John, I promise it's everything.
This bakery, we struggle in the colder months, Mr. John. Please just let us. We're just trying to make some more ciabatta bread. We've got a big order for a golf tournament coming in. We're hoping to make more bread for it.
I don't know how you're going to make any of that bread if I break your arm. So where's my money?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can you break bread with one arm?
Yeah.
You know what?
Can you?
Warm, cold, I don't give a rat's ass. Give me my money.
Mr. John, we have Christmas cookies coming. I promise you, we'll have an uptick in business in December. Please, Mr. John,
it's gonna carry us
over 1 month.
It'll be a sad Christmas as Johnny doesn't have his daddy.
Every day he's late. That's one finger. That's
Ooh. Mr. John, Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
Sneaky Pete.
Yeah, that's
Did
where
you
I
turn
got
it on?
I'm on
God,
Sneaky
Pete. It's so good.
Sneaky Pete's. Did you just start it too?
I finished season one. I'm almost done with season two.
When did you start it?
I started it 2 weeks ago.
When we talked about it?
Yeah.
We're on it
Dude,
now.
Sneaky Pete is, especially season one is great. Yeah. It's really good. Season two, not as good to me, but all the card stuff and Bryan Cranston's character.
Bryan Cranston's good, but that soliloquy about the guy that killed the cop.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
When he steps and starts delivering his little story, you realize all
I think we all like it a little bit more because we're all a bunch of Sneaky Petes, right?
Yeah.
Like we can all talk our way out of a situation.
So do you know the story? Do you know the story about – do you remember when Bryan Cranston came up and delivered his speech when he won the Emmy or Golden Globe or whatever it was for Breaking Bad? Mm-hmm. The very end. And he told a story about somebody he knew named Sneaky – we called him Sneaky Pete because he's blah, blah, blah. And that's how I was and blah, blah, blah. It was his way of creating a little viral –
because
that's his show. So he's the one who's the executive producer. So he was basically throwing a plug in for his show without anyone knowing, like, wow, his nickname was Sneaky Pete, and that's great. Like, no, it's actually his
show. Do you remember when we were going to go to break?
Yeah, that was awesome. That was like 6 minutes ago.
We're trying to milk every minute out of John.
Yeah. No, you're not getting out of here. You got Coors Light coming up. You can't leave. You got a pound Coors Light. Why aren't you drinking that instead of hot tea, as a matter of fact, with your Blue Mountains?
Oh, do hot Coors Light. Maybe that helps.
I don't know. When I go get the testosterone treatments, they don't do the Blue Mountains or anything. I just, get the treatment and it's done. So it's in and out quickly. It's not a big issue. And if you're on the go, it really makes a big difference to be able to get in there and get done what you need to get done so that you are able to take it to the next level and get back to being the real you. The real you was who you were when you were in your 20s and 30s. If right now you don't have the same energy level, if right now you find that it's difficult to have the energy and the drive that you used to have, well, that can be a concern. And
there's no reason that you shouldn't get back to that point. And it is such a big deal, your quality of life, that most insurance companies are going to cover your testosterone treatments if you are low. And Men's T Clinic makes sure that they test you, that you are indeed a candidate. And then once you are, they start to work on the levels of treatment so that they get you to your optimum level. They just recently adjusted my treatment, and boy, I had another big spike in energy, and the results in terms of my workouts have been really astonishing. Just lost just about 15 pounds over the last 2 months. So make sure that you go see my friends over at Men's T Clinic, one in Pearland, which isn't far from here in Angleton. Pearland locations is Cypress, Pasadena, and also the Heights, which is where I go. It's mensteclinic.com.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.